Well, the Senate has taken up the emotionally charged issue of immigration reform. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee has proposed a massive overhaul that would toughen border security with some of the same measures the House passed last December. It would also set up a guest worker program and legalize millions of immigrants already here. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The subtext of Thursday's debate could have been, how do you define amnesty? Senators acknowledged it's become a dirty word and a loaded one in this election year. All claim to be against it. And yet, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Americans must stop being hypocritical about the millions of illegal workers now in the U.S. economy.
I enjoy playing golf, and almost every golf course I go to, the immigrant Hispanic workforce is ever present. And I want to allow people to come out of the shadows. If you got a better idea, put it on the table. But the idea of dealing with 11 million people as if they don't exist is unrealistic.
But critics on all sides say the way Judiciary Chairman Arlen Specter deals with them also is unrealistic. In a delicately crafted compromise, Specter draws a line at January 4, 2004. That's the day President Bush first proposed a guest worker program. Those illegal immigrants already here that day could stay indefinitely, but they could not become U.S. citizens. Michelle Waslin of the National Council of La Raza says that's simply creating a servile underclass.
They won't have a full political voice. They won't have equal labor protections and labor rights in the workplace. Their family members would be able to have a temporary visa, again, indefinitely, but they would not be able to work. So we're also creating a class of people who are here in the United States with no means to provide for themselves.
What's more, Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies finds the idea unworkable, like the condition that immigrants are disqualified if they're out of work more than 45 days. Who, he asks, would actually enforce that? For the guest worker program, immigrants would have to apply from outside the U.S. They could stay for 6 years, but then would have to return home. The program has no cap on numbers, and Krikorian thinks the draft bill doesn't lay out strict enough wage requirements.
If you're an employer, that means that you get to hire the cheapest labor on the planet. Mexico isn't even going to be the source of these people after a little while. It's going to be Pakistan and Yemen and Indonesia and China, places where you have really cheap labor.
The Senate draft also would strengthen border security and anti-smuggling measures, but it doesn't go far enough for several Republican members of the committee, including Senator Jeff Sessions. He says there should be no guest worker program until a tougher enforcement regime is in place.
Do we want to have a legal system or not? Are we once again creating a facade, a sham enforcement system that's going to leave us, as Senator Grassley said, with millions more here in the future and having to confront this problem again?
If compromise is possible, there isn't much time. Majority Leader Bill Frist wants an immigration bill ready for the full Senate to debate by the end of the month. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.